6 hours.
Yeah.
We're going to call it, and that's when you should be mashed with the chametz. How do I get, says Rabbi Akiva, to the conclusion that it means 6 hours earlier from Chatzos? Says Rabbi Akiva, not because of all the other mentioned reasons before and the new mentioned reasons coming up afterwards. No, says Rabbi Akiva. Einoi tzarech. The reason is because Rabbi Akiva holds beer chametz as akiva sreifa, and sreifa would be a problem to make a fire on Yom Tov, because even though on Yom Tov there's a heter of oichel nefesh, but that's only if you're cooking it for food. And Ibra Chacham said, you're doing it for food. Because if you're not going to burn the chametz, it's also to eat the carbon paste. I've told you, chametz is burnt. So that's Oichel Nefesh. No, I'm not sure if that's a svara. But Rabbi Akiva says it would be a problem to make the fire. Now, we asked yesterday, how could you tell me it's a problem? If the Torah says to do that, the Torah says to be makriv karbonis on Shabbos. We don't say, oh, how could it be? It's Shabbos. Must be means the day before. The Torah says to do Tashbisu on Pesach, on the first day, and the first day means what it means, 7 p.m., and Tashbisu means for the fire. So, as I state, what's the problem? We add, as I frekta b'nei Yeshua, we add another Tash, frekta svasemes. Who says you have to burn the chametz? A gzeir shover from Neusar. Efshar back down, maybe there's no gzeir shover, maybe the hechrach that bivalt is happening on Yom Tov, and you're not really supposed to make a fire on Yom Tov. So then don't do it with a fire. Be megala. Instead of saying, oh, you mangas chiddush that the din of tashbisim starts 6 hours earlier, come to the conclusion that you don't learn that from Neusar. How, by the way, do you get rid of the chametz? Rashi Amid Bey says two options. Either throw it to the dogs or to the dogs. Right? What is that? Yachilenu leklovim? Oh, yes, techenu leyam. To the dogs or to the fish? Someone told me if you throw it to the yam, it shatters, the water destroys it. It could be because of the fish, no? We have a place over here, Susna. Why did Rashi say dafka to throw it to the dogs or throw it to the yam? L'chaira, you could also crumble it. What's the other option? Outside, there's ways to do what? Oh, Zayra L'ruach. Why not just Zayra L'ruach? Okay, interesting. We'll come back to that. But what does Rashi say? Maybe crumbling it is malach? I don't know. Haitzah. We're going to talk about that also, right? Haitzah on Yom Tov, you have to know. What would be taka when Erev Pesach would be Chal on Shabbos? What would you do then? Taka, you know, if you would call the Pnei Yeshua's shot, that, yeah, you're supposed to do Tashbisu, 7 p.m., kacha, kacha goes for Torah. And when Pesach, the first night of Pesach is Shabbos, when are you going to do it? In that half, I mean, if it would be true. Interesting. But Akoponim, you know, I want to tell you something. The Gemara had other reasons that Rishon means the day before. A pasuk in Eiyov, by itself, Rishon means the day before. Or Rishon means Yudalit, says the Pnei Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva has those pshatim also. Rabbi Akiva hears in his ear someone saying, there might be an idea to do this on Yudalit, because of Rishon Mei Kara Mashma, because of Rishon Yudalit Mashma. He already has the agenda. So when he has a problem of Sreifa, he doesn't say, oh, Efshataki is supposed to burn the chametz. Maybe that answers the kasha a little bit. But it's still shver that l'chayra, maybe the Torah is saying to burn it. But I want to go back to the earlier stage. Why did Rabbi Akiva not learn a bias pshat? What was a bias pshat? Without a fire. You're allowed to make fires on Yom Tov. That's not the issue. You can do the birchamas otherwise. What was a bias problem? The Katsara, and I hope it doesn't take 17 minutes, we said that assuming it takes 17 minutes from the chametz when you strike the match, being fresh bread till not well done toast, which is still edible, till it's afer, charcoal takes 17 minutes, kacha, as a mushel just, yeah? As a mushel. So we said, Naniach Yontif starts exactly 7 p.m. Today, later on, we're going to discuss whether 7 p.m. is Shkia or Tseis or Shbeinah Shmashes. We, for convenient purposes, for a week and a half already, we're saying, let's just call it 7 p.m. We still will, in a few minutes, we'll change that. But right now, we're still dealing with 7 p.m. And we said, what would be? So Abai says, big 17-minute crisis. Tashbisu b'yoyim harishayin in its pshuta shel mikra says, strike the match at 7 o'clock. At 7:04, 7:11, 7:16, you still have edible chametz? B'seder, but I'm being mashmasit. For the entire 7 days. Gival, the 7 days start at 7 p.m. Obviously, lo yirah would say, do it already at 6:43. That was the stira. That was good for the hechrich to say that tashbisha doesn't mean 6:43 either. It means 12 o'clock. It means chatzos with achalak. Why didn't Rabbi Kiva say that? And I want to tell you something. B'shaita, when we talked about abaya, we say there's a few ways out on abaya. One option, again, abaya said tashbisha was 7, bal yirah 6:43. Problem. We said that a way to argue on Abaya would be that no, maybe everything could be at 7. Maybe Bal Yura also. You're the Mechazer all of Levaroi. There's no Bal Yura either. Alternatively, we said no, maybe forget everything's at 6:43. Which way is Rabbi Kiva hold? Rabbi Kiva has to be that everything's at 7. Because if Rabbi Kiva's way out from Tashbisu and Bal Yura is that everything has to be at 6:43, you can make a fire at 6:43 also. Then you wouldn't have a problem. Obviously, Rabbi Kiva, if you weren't specific until now, is for sure going the other way. That everything happens after. Pella is, when do you do Bittul? We spoke that Bittul, you have to 11:59. Can't do Bittul after this man Isser. And we spoke. But Bittul is Tashbisu. I thought Tashbisu starts after this man. So we said from the Ramban, no. Tashbisu is, it should be Mushbis by. Tashbisu means not be Mashbis at 7 or at 12, but it should be Mushbis by. Now we have a big problem. So what's Rabbi Kiva's problem? If the vote is that it should be mushbis by, not be mashbis at, so then do the fire at 6:43. The Teretz says, and this is the biggest story, the Bnei Yeshua speaks it out. There's a ma'pech in the sugya. Get ready. If tashbisu is pshuta shel mikra, and pshuta shel mikra is at 7 p.m., then avada, what does tashbisu say? Like it says, be mashbis is at 7 p.m. And yeah, the 17 minutes doesn't bother me, even the Bal Yira is fine. Be mashbis is at 7 p.m. But after, there's a mapecha, because of the various mentioned hoichachas and the ones coming up. And we're proving that fakertet, that the tashbisu starts from chatzos. Now the gedder is different. Now, zokr b'sazalman tunas chos. Either it should be mushbis by chatzos, or he says a fascinating thing. He says, it's still in lomdus, it's bimashbis. But bimashbis when? You know, in the havmin, it's bimashbis at 7. After achalak, it's not bimashbis at 12. No, it's not bimashbis at 11:43. They're very close, very, very close. I heard of a shul that has a minyan, they daven shachris kavua 7 o'clock. Another minyan I know, there's a shul, they daven 7:45. I know of a shul, it's a mussel to bring up the point, that they daven at a yeshiva. And interesting, yeshiva shachris is over there at 9 o'clock. It's a long story. And this is a minyan of people that are renting out the yeshiva before. So when do they daven shachris? When it should end at 9 o'clock. That's when they know. They have to be at 9. When this is, it depends. If it's Rosh Chodesh, they start earlier. Monday, Thursday, 7 minutes earlier. When is Shachris? At that. So it's not, it should be Mushbis. It's be Mashbis. And it's not even be Mashbis at 11:43. It's be Mashbis that it should be over by 12. It's a different. Azoy Zachar B'Sazalman in the Hagoyis and the Ramban reported it. But again, if Tashbisu would mean 7 p.m., what would the Gedder be? Then Avada, the Gedder would be, it should be Mashbis at 7. But now that we make a mapech, it's either it should be mushbis or it be mashbis at that it should end at 12. I want to speak out, there's another option, the Pnei Yeshua speaks it out, and there's a whole arichas, and I'm not doing justice to it now because it's going to open up to a big Reb Chaim, which we're not doing today. Yesh lachar, is the mitzvah of tashbisu a din in the cheftza be mashbisit? Or is it just on the gavra, that the gavra, should, his chametz should be mushbis? It's a big chakira, Menchas Chana talks about it. May we suggest, And the emesis, the Pnei Yeshua was Mechavim from Chaim on this Nakuda, says it a little bit differently. Like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda, that Bir Chometz is Dafkas Reifa. Where's the Makar that it's Dafkas Reifa? Probably from Noisar. But there's a special din that it should be Dafkas Reifa. Then it's a din in the Cheftza, be Mashbisit. As opposed, if you learn Hashbasasi B'chol Davar, then it's more noted to say that it's a din in the Gavra, and it's just that it should be mushbis. That's the pshat. Rabbi Kiva l'shitasai, he's the one that holds bir chametz as b'sreifa. So like him, it's taka b'mashbisit. Like him, it's taka b'mashbisit. But you know, there's one other major problem. Bir chametz b'sreifa. After the mapecha, that it's by chatzos. When are you supposed to burn it? There's a shverish shtickle of the Gemara in the few days, which we quoted already a few times. The Gemara says that they told Rabbi Yehuda that in the fifth hour to go collect wood. The Gemara says, why do you have to collect wood? The worst is, if you don't have wood, you'll destroy it anyway. Why? Because you only have to burn it. What does it mean? Rashi learns it means, when do you have to burn the chametz? When you burn it at 11 o'clock, when you do it before the Zman. But once it comes chatzos 12 o'clock, how do you destroy the chametz? Any which way. I'm going to say it again to make it very clear. In the system that happens by chatzos, Rashi learns, when you're doing it at 11 o'clock, you burn it. Once it's 12, destroy it any which way. Tosfos learns punk faker at 11 o'clock. Any which way, following at 12, burn it. I want to talk about Rashi, because I want you to translate this now to 7 p.m. According to Rashi, once it's 7 p.m., how are you supposed to destroy the chametz? Any which way. So then what's Rabbi Kiva's problem? Crisis, Peshu was kasha. How could Rabbi Kiva go and say, I have a right at Tashbisu has to mean chatzos. No chance that it means 7 p.m. that the Torah is going to say to do the Tashbisu, Tata Kim to hang for Shil, and he starts doing Tashbisu with a fire on Yontif. Can't make a fire on Yontif. Don't make a fire. Once it's Hashbisah say b'chol davar, Rashi learns on your days that din of Sreif is only prior at 11 o'clock. It's a bomb kasha, and the Pnei Yeshua once again, same teretz, ma'pecha. Ma'pecha. The whole idea that maybe you burn it only at 11 or only at 12, that's all after the ma'pecha. In the beginning system, when Tashbisu is at 7 p.m., Avada, when do you burn it? When should you be burning it? 7 p.m. That's when you should be burning it. But again, I want to chazer over the questions now we started with. Rabbi Kiva says, I'll tell you my two cents, how I proved, unlike all the other shittas, that we got to the same conclusion that Tashbisu does not mean 7 p.m. It means 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Chatzos Acholik. How did I get to that conclusion? Not because of a bias theorem. A bias theorem, everything should happen at 7. Not because of Rabbi, I don't go with Lashishkat. Let's start. What yet? How could you tell me Tashbisu was to burn it at 7 p.m.? And again, to chazer some of the basic questions, we're going to move on a lot more now. One was, what's your hispite? What's the Torah says? That's what you do. Pum faker, the tata come to hang from shield, late their nishton the kittel, bal gate of soyer zayn the chametz, and then you can take care of Yachat's carpets, all thing. That's what the Torah says to do. We had another kasha though. The whole makar of Sreifas chametz is from Leiser. You know, don't learn it from Leiser. On that, I want to say, we're going to talk about it a lot. Rabbeinu Peretz on daf, Chof Ches. Who are the two Tanam that hold Bir Chametz B'Sreifa? All the other Chachamim hold Mefar, Zayr, L'Ruach, Mat, L'Yam, all kind of things. Who are the two Tanoim that hold Bir Chametz B'Sreifa? Rabbi Kiva, as mentioned here, and in the Mishnah, on daf Chof Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mishnah, Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa. The Chachamim Oimer, Mefar, Zayr, L'Ruach. Where's the Makar of Rabbi Yehuda that Bir Chametz is B'Sreifa? Mefarshi Gemara daf Chav Ches, he learned that from Leiser. The Gemara even asks on him, how you learn that from Leiser? And if you don't have wood, you're just going to be Yosha. But the whole Sakh Matari, a big sugya, Chav Zayin Chav Ches. Pashtus, the belt names on, Rabbi Kiva, the stomach of Zelbazach. Where did Rabbi Kiva get that? It's Misrefa. And the stomach like Rabbi Yehuda. You have another right there? I do. Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz on daf Chav Ches says that Rabbi Kiva is from a different Makar. Baal Ye Roya, that you totally shouldn't see it. I've found there are many ways to destroy something, but the best spitz way that you're really not going to see it, physically, Pashat Chazal Nandon, is the best way to Sreifa. Bal Yirot self says Sreifa. I'm going to do a lot of things with this Rabbeinu Peretz, but it might answer this question we're asking. If Rabbi Kiva says, and maybe that's why it's after Rabbi Kiva talking, and not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Kiva says, you can't tell me that on Yontif you're going to burn it with Sreifa. And the Torah says, Bal Yirot, burn it with Sreifa. You can't do Sreifa. You can't do Sreifa on Yontif. Now, there's a few other questions, one at a time. Even like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds you destroy with fire. Will the Chacham hold you physically destroy it with any other which way? Does the Olam remember that there's another way to do Tashbisu? There's another way to do Tashbisu. We talked about it a lot. How could there be another way to do Tashbisu? But there is. What's another way to do Tashbisu? Even like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. Avad like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda, the best physical way to do Tashbisu is with fire. Why daf with fire? Like Rabbi Yehuda because of the Afusa from Noisar. Like Rabbi Kiva because Bal Yirah means best physical destruction. What's the other physical way to destroy Chametz according to the Rabbanan? Any other which way, Mefar is the Ruch, but there's another way to do Tashbisu. And according to Rashi, it's Tashbisu. Bittul. Taisa says, no, Bittul's a cop-out, a hefker, some kind of thing. We got a chazan that sugya, a lot to do. But Rashi Shita was, so what does Tashbisu mean? I want to just help me out here. What does Tashbisu mean? We explained. Also, Hashbasa could mean Kama Ifanim. There's a spectrum. Tashbisu could mean Hashbasa Belev. Tashbisu could mean with a fire. And Tashbisu could be physical. Rabbi Kiva is out. Now, WH question. When is Tashbisu? And, we've been discussing that. When is Tashbisu? Is it at 7 p.m.? Or is that maybe from Chatzos? What's Rabbi Kiva's? This is so geschmack, but crucial. When does Rabbi Kiva say, how does Rabbi Kiva prove that Tashbisu, the when of Tashbisu, is not 7 p.m.? What's Rabbi Kiva's hung up on? What does he say? He says he can't make a fire. I have a different question. Tashbisu has another meaning. Bittul. What's the latest time you can do Bittul? What's the latest time you can do Bittul?
12 o'clock.
You can't do Bittul once it's Usr. Once it's Usr Banah, you can't do Bittul. When's the latest time you can do Bittul? Chatzos. You know, if Rabbi Kiva could have said, Einoi tzarech, harei yoimarach b'yoimarishon tashbisu. Did tashbisu have a Bittul? And about the Bittul has to, and by the way, even in the 12 o'clock system, when you do Bittul, 12 o'clock might be a touch, hint, too late. So when you do Bittul? 11:59. We said from the beginning of Shloima, it should be Bittul by then. So, but that itself is the proof. The Rishonim asked this. They say, L'chayr, Tashbisu has another meaning also of Bittul. Bittul certainly goes fighting by 7 p.m. So, Oyber Chacham told me a teretz. It's possible to do Bittul at 7 p.m. on an Issa Megulgelis. On a piece of dough that's not chametz yet, it's about to become chametz. That, it's only a weird case. I don't mind. I need just one okimda that Tashbisu should be mishka. Tashbisu has multiple meanings. I need all of its meanings and facets to be applicable. And you're telling me that Tashbisu is at 7 p.m.? Hengzich, where is there going to be Bittul at 7 p.m.? I have a case. By Issa Megulgelis. I have another case also, one other case. According to Rabbi Shimon, when does chametz become asr bano? What? Yeah, that's a good kasha. I know. That's why I called it an Eibra Chacham Teretz. He's having it out with you. L'chayra, it's a very smart thing to be mevatel and Issa Megulgelis a minute before it becomes chametz. But how could the Torah be talking about that? It's not chametz yet. It's not chametz yet. We'll talk about that still. I have another Teretz. According to Rav Shimon, when does chametz become asr b'hana? Only at night. So according to Rav Shimon, till when can you do bittul? Till 7 p.m. So in this system, it's perfect. You'll do bittul at 6:59. But you'll ask, what about Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda learns there's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Lo soichel olot chametz. Don't eat chametz from the time that you eat you shech the carbon pesach. And we talked about this a few times already. That Rav Yehuda holds chametz is already asr b'hana from chatzos. So lehim it's still shver. So I'm thinking out loud, an interesting teretz. I saw the Pnei Yeshua says, I mentioned it already. Pnei Yeshua says, this that Rabbi Yehuda, later on, in Daf Chav Ches, says that Leisoichel Olav Chametz means that it's already also to eat Chametz from Chatzos. He only said it after our sugya that we caught on that Tashbisu from Chatzos. He doesn't say it's a Gzera Shav, it's like a Gili Mils, it goes together. If there wouldn't be this sugya of that, and Tashbisu would start at 7 p.m., Rabbi Yehuda would darshan the pasuk a different way. He wouldn't darshan Leisoichel, he would darshan Leisoichel Olav Chametz like Rabbi Shimon did. Don't eat chametz when it's the time to eat the carbon pesach. This is Rabbi Yehuda. The emes holds chametz is also b'hana. It's also only after our sugya. So you can't go ask me. How can you tell me that the tashbisu is at 7 p.m. and that it's a crisis? You can't make a fire. What do you mean? How are you going to do bittul? Bittul, I would be able to do at 6:59. And now we're going to get started with some of the fiery stuff of the sugya. Tosfos has a kasha.
Rabbi Yossi also that way was the 12 because there's
no b'hana. Rabbi Yossi from the next day. Rav Yossi is the next day.
No, I'm saying, you said, why can't the riot be, because the last time to do Bittul is 12.
Right.
So
Rav Yossi Aglili. Yeah, okay. Rav Yossi Aglili. Well, we had a machlek, he said Rav Yossi Aglili never holds a Bittul or always holds a Bittul. That we can catch my 7.
Even if he does, it's different until 7.
Even if he does, he can do it even on Pesach. L'chayr Rav Yossi Aglili holds he can do Bittul. Either Rav Yossi Aglili doesn't hold a Bittul or he holds he can even do it on Pesach. I don't see why Rabbi Yossi Aglili shouldn't be able to do Bittul after. Why can't you do Bittul even on Pesach, Rabbi Yossi Aglili? It's Mutar Bano. Either maybe there's no Bittul. The Shabbosai says Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't hold a Bittul B'chlal.
What about Yira?
He holds a Bal-Yira. There's a Tosfos about that. He holds a Bal-Yira.
So
No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say you can't do Bittul once Bal-Yira starts. You can't do Bittul once Issa B'Hana starts. Pashtus. It's a Gemara of Zayin, which we'll get to. Restart. Rabbi Kiva is coming to say, you have a thing that's on Colts? Yeah. Rabbi Kiva is coming to say, I have a raya that Tashbisu doesn't mean when Yontif starts. Yeah, you're going to come home and Yontif starts, you're going to start burning the chametz. Yeah, great idea. 7 p.m. What's the problem? But it takes 17 minutes. Fine, those 17 minutes are not a problem. Says Rabbi Akiva, yeah, but you have a problem. You can't make a fire on Yontif. Frek Tosis, why not? I'll make a fire. I'll come home from shul, 7 p.m. I'll make a fire. I'll burn the chametz. I'll strike a match. Strike a match, or I'll get a from the yahrzeit candle, from the cigarette thing. I'll strike a thing. I'll burn the chametz. I'll wait. Careful how you learn this Tosis. I'll wait till it becomes charcoal. Because until it becomes charcoal, it's Isuri Hanon. And after it becomes charcoal, I'll cook my soup with it for the little seder. That's how I'll cook the meal. Arla is asur bana, but if you burn the arla and after it becomes nisraf, it's mutter. The truth is that Achrayim say this is totally in the major machlokes. If there's a din tafka to burn the chametz, so then it's afran mutter. It's nasam, it's vasan, and it's afran mutter. Could be if you argue on Rabbi Akiva, this wouldn't be true. But we're going in Rabbi Akiva. So when you burn the chametz and you mekayim the din sreifa, after it's charcoal afer, you're allowed to have enough from it. And then who had the chametz? It says lo yasik b'tanim b'karayim. That's the rabbanon. So frek toisus, Rabbi Akiva should salvage this. The mitzvah of tashbisu is to come home, burn the chametz, wait till it's charcoal, 17 minutes later, and then you'll cook your soup for the Leila Seder. So toisus, one teretz is oimari, the svarahu. The pasuk has to be going even for a guy that doesn't need it for his kolv. Who's the guy that doesn't need it? Everyone needs a soup. What does this mean? Who's the guy that doesn't need it?
No, because it's basically requiring you to make your soup.
So do that. Everyone has to have a soup. You're eating out by your friend's house. Someone told me, I don't think it's pshat. Someone told me, a guy tells me, he says, I don't need kolv. We cook with induction ovens, with a thing, with a gas range. I don't need this. Yeah. You'll cook with a gas range. Over for Klal Yisrael for 2,000 years. And then you cook the soup on it. Don't tell me that's not what you would do. That's exactly what you would do. And Tosfos Kasha still strong. I'm going to explain Tosfos. Tosfos Kasha is maybe Tashbisu Gufa means that every single guy should come exactly at 7 p.m., do Tashbisu on his chametz at 7 p.m. We're not worried about the 17 minute thing. You're not going to make a fire? No, this is for the Leila Seder. I'm going to wait 17 minutes. I think when the Kvegel learns Tosis means any tzarech like a chaltoi, it's because someone already, his soup is cooked already. So Frek Rabbi Kvegel, okay, but there's a din of hoyel. Hoyel is that maybe a different guest will come. More guests will come. So what does Rabbi Kvegel mean to ask? Again, this guy's soup is cooked already. I'm not sure. Does Rabbi Kvegel mean you could burn the chametz and just leave it charcoal-y, and in case when a guest will come, then we'll just start peeling the carrots? Well, no, make another soup. You're not allowed to cook a soup that you don't eat? No, maybe guests will come. I'm a soup of Rabbi Kvegel means. I'm a soup, what? Chalichman, even better, good, a knek.
But,
what? For the soup, you don't have to be part of the Korban Pesach is afterwards. I'm a soup because Rabbi Kiva hoiling Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, not Rabbi Kiva. Is Rabbi Kiva Eger hoiling? But again, well, I went too fast. Tosfos Kasha was, what's Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva's crisis. That it can't be the Yidun Tashbisu, you're allowed to make a fire. Avada, you're allowed to make a fire because you'll wait till it becomes charcoal. I mean, later, Rabbi Yosef Guli, there's even a better option. Rabbi Yosef Guli holds chametz as mutter b'hano, so then flat out you could do it. Okay. We're going that chametz as asur b'hano. So every single person comes home from shul, burns his chametz, waits till 17 minutes, and then he cooks his soup. So Tosfos, it's not mistabra we should be going in such a case when the guy doesn't need his gecheles. What?
Yeah, it's asur b'hano. Chametz is not going to be done. The fire is going to be done. The fire happens to be burning chametz.
If it's for the first 17 minutes, bevada, you're not allowed to cook your soup with it. The fire is coming from the chametz. It's also banal. It says before, by Arlo also, after it's gecholim, you're allowed to use it. Tosfos says another teretz. Inami, a shverish tickle toiret. What does Tosfos say? Kivon de mitchilas havara eina yochal lahonis mimenu afagav shigehela ino mimenu harkach osir. A chiddush, Tosfos says. In Hilchos Eichel Nefesh, you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to burn chametz, wait 17 minutes and then put your soup on it. Because you already made a fire 17 minutes ago. The hector of Eichel Nefesh is only right away. He brings a raya. You're not allowed to shech nedarim and nedavos. Nedarim and nedavos even means a shlamin. Why can't you shech the shlamin? It's going to eventually, you go to Beis HaMikdash, you shech the shlamin on Yom Tif, and then you'll have meat. You'll have meat for the rest of Yom Tif. Well, why? Eichel Nefesh. So, Tais is saying a chiddush. The reason why you're not allowed to is because it takes time. When you're shechting it, it's going to take time. You have to still do all the avoid of the Zrika and the Akhtaris Amrim and that whole thing. So it's not a heter of Eichel Nefesh.
Why can't that just be that suffix? Because maybe which it'll suffix? Be trade, so therefore you won't be able to use it for a carbon anyway, so...
But you're allowed to shecht on Yontif. And you don't have to be worried if it'll be trade. Chulin Yerul Adashecht. So Zog Taisis, since from the Tchilas Havaru you can't be Nana from it, even though you're going to have Ana afterwards, it's also like Nadorim and Adobis. Frech the Mogan HaPram, I bought it in the Marmakonis. There's a Halach in Yom Tif. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tif. And again, nowadays we have ovens, this food is prepared from before, but come straight from the caterer, right? But they did something before to it. They used to cook with fuel, with firewood. Wood, to make a fire. A branch of a tree that's attached to the tree, Ben Hashmoshes, is Muktzah, because right now it's attached to the tree. Even if it fell, you're not allowed to chop it off. But even if it fell, it's Muktzah. You can't use it. The Gemara says in Beit, it's a whole complex case. I brought it in the Marma Kaimis. If the wood fell straight into your oven, you still can't use it because it's Muktzah. But then you make a fire with other wood, and even though you're not allowed to be Mavatel Baroyv Lechatchila, but there's a whole process that you make a fire, and eventually all of it is burnt, and all of it is charcoal now, and then, even though in the beginning you weren't allowed to cook with it yet, because it was Muktzah, but now that everything is mixed up together, then you could. In fact, the Magen Avraham, one second, I have this crisis over here. Taisa says you're not allowed to cook with, use chametz as fuel, because the first few minutes it was still chametz. Why is that different than that you're allowed to cook with Muktzah fuel, even though for the first few minutes it was Muktzah? That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. Rabbi Kveger answers, it's all in the Marma Kaimis. Rabbi Kveger answers, he says, you don't understand. He says, by Muktzah, right away when you're making the fire, what are you doing it for? Because you want to make soup. Yeah, there's a delay, because it's Muktzah and you have to wait. But your agenda is you want to make soup. Over here, don't fool me, that's not what you're doing. Over here, you're trying to burn your chametz. And by the carbon case, you're trying to be makar a carbon. Afterwards, chacham lachar amaisa, you're going to have food from the shlomin, and you're going to have food now to cook your chametz from the soup. But it didn't start like that. Such a thing is not a way of cooking. Now, I brought also the Avnim Aluyim in Tshuva asks, the whole thing over here, but we'll skip that. The Avnim Aluyim in Tshuva asks that L'chayra, how do you shecht chulin? How do you shecht chulin? When you shecht the chulin, right now there's meat to eat yet? Also doesn't take time. You're kneading a dough, lisha. There's something edible here?
It's yours.
Gluten free, yeah?
It's yours now.
Well, one second. L'chayra, there's a delay. Again, we're getting hung up. You can't use chametz as fuel because for the first few minutes it's chametz. You can't shecht the carbon because you're not zaycha from shulchan gavaya. Muksa we just spoke about. But b'chal, how do you shecht chulin? How do you knead dough? It's not available yet. Says the Avnim Aluyim, yeah, but that's technical because, you know, there's more things you got to do until the food is edible and ready. But it was always yours. Chiddush Ladina, you're not allowed to shecht the behemoth of hefker on Yom Tov. Because it's not yours. It's not yours. No, if you weren't. If you only wanted zech and the meat afterwards. It's not a ma'aseh kinyan, the knife. Meaning, the heter of Eichel Nefesh is because it's yours. Now, another interesting case, there's a lot of more things here, but... Oh, the Achranim have a kasha. Shnayim she'asu. There's a din, Shnayim she'asu is not chayiz. So the chayra, again, this is a Rabbi Kiva kasha. Rabbi Kiva says, I have a raya that tashbisu means from chatzos. Because it can't be that tashbisu means 7 p.m. What, at 7 p.m. you're going to come home and first then burn your chametz? And it's also to make a fire in Yom Tov. Okay, we'll have two people do it. Two people do what? Strike the match? Or the fire's already raging maybe from before. You throw the chametz in.
Wait, Rabbi, can I have a shliach chef the chulin for me on Yom Tov? It's not for him, it's for my family. He's just chefing it for me.
I don't know why. Yes, I don't know why. I mean, you have to work out for the Avnim Aluyim, but yes, you are allowed to. Maybe, I guess. The answer is yes, I'm not sure why. One second, what?
Russian is,
yes, so good. Just not Hefker, but any Yid, yeah. the Nesivis in Mekor Chaim brings this kasha. He says that Shnayim Shosu, it's a misconception. Shnayim Shosu is only a Ptor from carbon. Avad, it's Osir. It's not Mechatchila, the Yerolada do that. Okay, now there's a lot more to do still, but we're going to move on to Rabbi Yossi and come back. The Oil knows that Rabbi Kiva is not finished. The Gemara is going to say, Shema Mino from Rabbi Kiva's class. From this Rabbi Kiva, we see three things. First of all, we see that Bir Chametz is Dafkas Reifa. Because if Bir Chametz would not be in Sreifa, so then maybe Tashbisu means 7 p.m. and you'll do it other ways. Rashi, for some reason, chooses you'll throw it to the dogs or into the water. Why not just crumble it up or whatever? There's other options. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. But that's one thing. The Tzveita thing Rabbi Kiva proves, that the Gemara proves from Rabbi Kiva. That must be holds that Havar is an Av Malacha. Just an akuda to know there are Lamentes Malachas. They're not all mentioned in the Torah, but we know by Masorah that there are Lamentes Malachas. But interestingly, one of the malachas, Havara, is singled out in Parshas Vayakel. The Torah says, "Loi sevar oish b'chol moish v'seichem b'yem haShabbos." Why does the Torah single it out? And it's machlekes tanaim. One man, the Gemara says, "Havara lechalik yotzis." I would have thought that maybe if you do a lot of different malachas on Shabbos, it's just one big spiel. Chilul Shabbos. Stay to know, for every single malacha you do, you chayv a separate chiyuv of carbon. The other Mali Gemara says, no, Havara, fascinating, L'lav Yotzis. That whereas we know by the other 38 Malachas, Yechayiv, Skila, and Karis, Havara is singled out as an exception to that rule. There's no Skila and Karis, only a lav. Okay, so there's a Machlaikis. If Havara is L'chalik Yotzis. And by the way, everyone holds L'chalik. Others learn it out from other sources. And the other Mali Gemara says, no, Havara was singled out, not L'chalik. L'chalik we already know from somewhere else. But it's to teach you that it's only a lav. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva over here, you see he holds Havara L'chalik. And it's a Shverish Tikkun Gemara. Even if it's lalav, it's still lalav, and you can't do it on Yontif. We will deal with that soon, but the Gemara says, we'll trust it, that if you hold Havara lalav Yotzis, you could make a fire on Yontif. Figure out why. Esed the Chalaisa say, Yontif does it different. I don't know. If you hold Havara lalav Yotzis, it works it out. And the third thing we prove is, Rabbi Kiva says, you can't make a fire on Yontif. Why? Because you're not doing it for food. Say that, but Taisus tried to do it for the food. Burn the chametz and wait till the pot's ready. Let's say without that, there's a din of mitoich, that you're allowed to do malachas on Yontif, even if it's not for food, because you could have, would have, should have done it for food. For all of those things we'll deal with in Rabbi Kiva. But we're going to first on out Rabbi Yossi. We're going on Seder the Gemara. So we said, Rabbi Kiva, Oimer, Eni Tzarech, Arei, Oimer, Achmi, Amrish, Tess, Bistar, Rabbi Betechem, Uksiv, Kamalach, Alei, Sasim, Umetzina, Lavar, Shiav, Malach. Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, Eni Tzarech. I don't need your reason, Rabbi Kiva. I have a different reason. Arei, Oimer, Achmi, Amrish, Tess, Bistar, Rabbi Betechem, Mi, Erev, Yontif. Fred Rav Yossi, the same kasha everyone's been asking. Maybe Tashbisu means 7 p.m. Says Rav Yossi, I have a new one for you. Says Rav Yossi, Talmud Loimar, Ach Cholok, Vihi B'yomtif Atzmai Mishori, Ha'ishkash Hashbosas Se'or La'achilas Chomitz, Va'achilas Chomitz La'achilas Matzah. Fascinating. The Olam knows that after we prove that Tashbisu's on Yudalid, we got into a whole spiel. Okay, when on Yudalid? Early Yudalid, when we do B'dika? Or maybe in the morning, mitzafra. And after a conversation, we said it's from Acholok, from Chatzos. Acholok, from Chatzos. Zok Rav Yossi, I want to zone into that Acholok, and I have a problem. If Tashbisu is going to be Tesvav, you have a problem. Tashbisu is not going to be at 7 p.m. on Tesvav. Tashbisu is going to be 18 hours later, after you davened Musaf and Tal, and came home from Shul, and it's Chatzos of Yom Tif. That's when Tashbisu is going to start. We don't have a 17-minute crisis, we have an 18-hour crisis. And that's Rabbi Yossi's proof. So catch on, must be it's the day before. Now that's, I have a better one. Why didn't everyone learn Rabbi Yossi's pshat? It's the best pshat, it's 18-hour pshat. We're gonna go back and forth now, each one didn't hold up the other one's pshat. And Rabbi Yossi's pshat is great. And the answer is, we only intervene with Acholok after we already said that it means Yudalit, and we're scratching our heads. When on Yudalit, we play with Acholok. If it would mean Tesvav, we would ignore the Acholok. I mean, I told the Olam that on Yom Kippur it also says Ach b'chaydesh asiri, b'chaydesh ashvi, b'asiri l'chaydesh. What does Ach mean on Yom Kippur? So the Zohar Taka says, because on the second half, Acholok, the second half of the fast is harder. Say it, so it's rather Zohar. But I'm saying, if you didn't have that Zohar, what would you do? I don't know. So if Acholok is on Tesvav, it will be fine. Mocholok, mocholok. But Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says no. You can't play with this. If there's an Acholok, it's got to be. And if there's an Acholok on Tesvav, then Tashbisu starts on Musaf on the first day of the afternoon of Yom Tov. And we have a problem because you're already being over, you're not being over Tashbisu, because when does Tashbisu start? On the first day of Yom Tov, after Musaf. But we have a problem because you're already being over. Not nothing you were fired, what are you being over? For about 18 hours. Bal Yurah. Bal Yurah.
What the Gemara called
Tashbisu. Bal Yurah, but not Tashbisu, because Tashbisu is starting after Musaf. So what are you being over? Maybe Bal Yurah also starts. Maybe Bal Yurah also starts after Musaf and Tal on the first day of afternoon of Yom Tov. What? Oh, it says the first, Shivas Yomim. I know, but Rabbi Zeba is saying you don't need a hekesh. It says Shivas Yomim. I mean, we once talked about that Shivas Yomim maybe means 7 1/4 days. 6 1/4 days? Not happening. So it's a pella. Why does the Gemara say when Rabbi Yosef is giving his speech, he says, V'ibi yom tevatzle mishari, ha'ishkas hasbasas sa'ar, the chametz and chametz, the matzah. Why do I need all that? So Tosis earlier on Dalet Amud Beis, which I still, the bottom Tosis, which I still can't figure out what he means exactly, he's talking about goyrus, those extra words. Rabbi Yosef is good for saying, catch on. There's an 18-hour crisis. Now, major issue, Frek Rash. Why did Rabbi Yossi not hold like Abaya? How did Abaya learn? Abaya didn't have an 18-hour crisis. Abaya had a 17-minute crisis. Quick recap. What was the 17-minute crisis that Abaya had? Tashbisu says strike the match at 7 p.m. But Bal Yurah says you better start at 6:43 because you better be finished by 7 p.m. That itself proved that you go the day before. Now, interesting. Tosis didn't like that shot. He held it's not a steer. How did Tosis learn? In his second shot. In his second shot, he said it's gufa from Acholok. Maksham Oilam. That's Mamish Rabbi Yossi. Why doesn't the Gemara say Tanya Kavase the Abaya from Rabbi Yossi? So I have a lot of Teretzim, but I'll say my favorite Teretz. The Gemara brings Rava, and it says Tanya Kavasi, the Rava brings Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe Tanya Kavasi goes back on the whole Gemara. Tanya Kavasi, the Rava is Rabbi Shmuel, and Tanya Kavasi, the Abai is Rabbi Yossi. Taka, Abai is Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shmuel is Rava, and everything is good. Oh, but Fred Rashi, why was Rabbi Yossi not bothered by the 17-minute crisis? And here's, for the first time, we've been doing this for a week and a half, and I promise we're going to get to it. 7 p.m. is Shkia Chutzis. I don't want to get involved in Shkia Chutzis, the whole thing, but there's a Tkufa Bein HaShmoshes. Rabbi Yossi, 7 p.m., when are you going to be able to do, meaning, if you wouldn't have Acholuk, how would you reconcile Tashbisu and Bal Yiro? Zok Rashi, Acholuk, Hitu Lecha Akosav L'Shoyse Mitzas Yoyim B'Yurei. If not for Acholuk, I have no problem. You know when you're going to do Tashbisu without clashing with a 17-minute Lo Yeirah crisis? During Bein HaShmoshes. When is Bein HaShmoshes? Frekta Minchas Chinuch. Bein HaShmoshes, it's already... You're allowed to do Malacha Bein HaShmoshes? You're allowed to make a fire Bein HaShmoshes? You're allowed to be over Bal Yirah during Bein HaShmoshes? So I would never do this. Minchas Chinuch says Rashi doesn't mean Bein HaShmoshes. It means before Shkia. Kacha. Nor the Rashi. Rashi means you would do it at 6:43. Nothing to do with Bein HaShmoshes. The Yeshivishes want to say a famous shtickle Torah from the Panovich Rav, who says a fascinating idea. Bein HaShmoshes is not just a suffix because we don't know as the sun is setting when exactly is it becoming night. And it's a suffix yam suffix laila. In fact, there is a segment of time, 13 or 17 minutes, whatever it is, that's called Bein HaShmoshes. It has a din of yoim, and it has a din of laila. Its din of yoim, though, is it's the yoim of the next day. Every day has a little segment of a day, then it becomes night, then it becomes day again. I'm not going to go now into the shtickle Torah that someone came with an einfall that we should be able to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah is chal on Shabbos, and the Chazal said not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so blow Friday late, when it's Bein HaShmoshes. It's not Shabbos yet, but it's already Yoim of Rosh Hashanah, even though Yoim true is not... That's how far the Panovich Rav took the part, and I don't want to talk about that part of it now. That's the part I don't want to talk about. But if the idea is that Bein HaShmoshes is Yoim, so you can actually do Tashbisu during that segmented Bein HaShmoshes, you're Makayim Yoim of Tashbisu, but there's no Bal Yiroh yet, because Bal Yiroh only starts at night. If that's what Rashi means, I don't know. The Minchas Chinuch says Rashi means beforehand. That the Shulman Sadash, yeah, talks about that. And do you say, I'll use the Mibrichas Amosin if you ate that? I have a whole shiur on that one. Especially when it's the first day of Chanukah. Yeah, but especially when it's the first night, like next year, when it's going to be two Shabbos, and we're aware of that. So it's going to be, thing. Okay, one second. There's a major Indian I want to speak out from the Tzlach. But before we get to the Tzlach, the Night of Yehuda, Tzion Nefesh Chai, the Night of Yehuda Sefer on Shas, the Tzlach. The Tzlach was a Rav in Yompele. His name was Rabbi Cheskelander. He was a Rav in Yompele. And there was a big city, Prague, where there was a Rav. And the Rav was Mamash and Goyses. He was dying. And they were standing by the Rav and saying, who should become the next Rav? And he mumbled, he said, Efshe Rav Meir. And they went looking around all the neighboring towns, and they didn't know of a Rav Meir, that maybe who the, and they wanted, it was a Choshev, who the Rav meant. And they came to Rabbi Cheskel Landau, his middle name wasn't Meir. They came to Rabbi Cheskel Landau, and they said, we're looking for a Rav, but the previous Rav said, Rav Meir. So Rabbi Cheskel Landau, the Yom Pala Rav, he said, the Rav was a Goysis, and you were saying, who's going to be the Rav? But Rav Meir, Rav Goysis in Lamisa, but Rav Meir is Loichai from the Utah. Rav Meir is Chai Shlomi Yuta. Rav Meir is... that's what the Rav is telling. He says, I'm going to die. Rav Goyis in Lamisa. Actually, hold like Rav Meir. That's what the Rav meant. And they went to Spol and they made him the Rav of Prague. Yeah, who here wasn't in the Altan of Shulia? Okay, fine. Now, come upon him. So Rav Yecheskel Landau says, Amoyer de Gakasha, Rav Yossi's pshat. What's Rav Yossi's pshat? Not because of the 17-minute crisis. That didn't bother him. But the 18-hour Acholuk is going to be on Yom Tov. That's the raya that catch on Tashbisu the day before. But there's two words Rabbi Yossi added. He looked at Rabbi Kiva and he said, Einoi tzorich, I don't need your pshat. Einoi tzorich is mashma, I agree, nice pshat, fiery pshat. But I don't even need that, I have the acholok thing. Fret the tzlach, Rabbi Yossi can't hold of Rabbi Kiva's pshat. For more than one reason. First of all, and we're going to see that tomorrow, the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva's pshat is only because he holds Havara l'chalik yotzis. If you hold Havara, okay, special, to teach you it's only a lav, It's not usher. Why? It's still a lav. We'll deal with it tomorrow. But as I say in Gemara, that if you hold havar l'lav yotzis, you can make a fire. Rab Yossi is the Tana that holds havar l'lav yotzis. Rab Yossi is the one that holds havar l'lav yotzis. So how could Rab Yossi say, I don't need your pshat, Rabbi Kiva. I have a different pshat. You don't not need Rabbi Kiva's pshat. Rabbi Kiva's pshat is not tithing for you. If that would be the only problem, make the fire. Like Savaru Eish, l'lav, only on Shabbos. Yom Tov, you're allowed to make a fire. Not for food. Stam, you're allowed to make a fire. So you can't be good. So the Tzlach says, oh, we'll be Goyos Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Truth is in the Mechilta, it's Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Yoinesen, and Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Not Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Yoinesen, and Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Thank you for showing me the Mechilta and the Malbim Chumash. The Malbim didn't write the Mechilta. Rabbi Yossi says the Tzlach, let's be Goyos Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. What does Rabbi Yossi HaGalili hold about Havar Olalav Yotzes, Havar Olachalik Yotzes? No clue, but we'll assume he holds that he holds Havar L'chala because he told Rabbi Kiva, ain't it tzarech? Frek is lach, but I have a different problem. According to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, chametz is mutter b'hano. If chametz is mutter b'hano, then you can come home at 7 p.m. and you don't have to wait 17 minutes till it becomes charcoal and then get stuck with the idea that you're not allowed to cook your soup on something that had a delay reaction. Start cooking your soup right now. The fire that's coming from the chametz. It's chametz is mutter b'hano. Chametz is mutter b'hano, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. So Rabbi Yossi HaGalili can't hold like Rabbi Kiva's pshat. Elamai, you want to go to Rabbi Yossi? There's also another problem. If you took Rashi seriously, that you'll do it Bein HaShemoshes, we had a different shatim. Rabbi Yossi's sheet is that Bein HaShemoshes is Kerev Ayin. There is no Bein HaShemoshes. Now again, Menachas Chena said it doesn't mean Bein HaShemoshes, it means before. But if you want to choose that Rashi means there's some kind of Bein HaShemoshes thing, that's another reason not to be Goyris Rabbi Yossi. But we have a crisis. We can't be Goyris Rabbi Yossi. What's up the fear? You can't be Goyris Rabbi Yossi. Why not? Two reasons. Rabbi Yossi holds Bein HaShemoshes doesn't exist. Rashi says it's based on Bein HaShemoshes. And Rabbi Yossi holds Havara. L'lav Yotzes, you'd be allowed to make a fire on Yotzes. Option two, to be Goyris, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Problem is, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili holds chametz is mutter b'hano. And if the chametz is mutter b'hano, then you can make a fire stand flat out, and you wouldn't have a Rabbi Kiva's pshat. The teretz is, to be Goyris, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, and later, when it says Rabbi Yossi HaGalili holds chametz is mutter b'hano, over there, to be Goyris, Rabbi Yossi. Name game. Over there, it's Rabbi Yossi. Here is Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili holds Havar L'chalik Yotzes. He does hold the Bein HaShemoshes. And he holds chametz is aser b'hano. So what did he say? How are people going to know?
I guess the Hilchos says the Rabbi says
there will be. I want people. I'm coming. Yeah. People will know to come.
Rishon says he himself. I think he's going to come here.
Okay, tell him. I'm coming, and he should make.